As we briefly mentioned, an armed man in body armor tried to force his way into the FBI's Cincinnati field office today and then led police on a car chase. Officials said he shot at a state trooper before abandoning his vehicle. They say he was ultimately killed in a standoff with police that lasted several hours. There have been growing threats against federal agents since the search of former President Trump's estate in Florida. There is a bit more encouraging news on inflation tonight. The AAA Auto Club reports the national average price of gas has dropped below $4 a gallon for the first time in 5 months. And the U.S. Labor Department says wholesale prices fell half a percentage point between June and July. That was the first month-to-month drop in more than 2 years. The CDC has dropped its longstanding COVID-19 recommendation to quarantine after close contact with someone who is infected. The agency also ended guidance to stay at least 6 feet apart. Officials also said 95% of the U.S. population has now achieved some form of immunity from vaccinations or from prior infections. Meanwhile, the FDA recommended taking 3 home tests if you've been exposed to COVID. It said 2 tests may miss too many infections. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pressed leaders in Rwanda today over supporting rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo next door. UN experts say they've found solid evidence that Rwanda is interfering militarily in eastern Congo. In Rwanda's capital, Blinken said leaders in both countries have agreed to talk.
My message to both President Tshisekedi and President Kagame this week has been the same. Any support or cooperation with any armed group in eastern DRC endangers local communities and regional stability. And every country in the region must respect the territorial integrity of the others.
The Rwandan government has disputed the UN's findings. The UN Secretary General today called for an immediate halt to all shelling of a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. The Zaporizhia facility is in an area controlled by Russian forces. The two sides have blamed each other for the shelling. Meanwhile, satellite images today showed scorched ground and damaged warplanes at a Russian airbase in Crimea. It was hit earlier this week. Ukraine has not directly claimed responsibility. And on Wall Street, stocks rallied on the inflation news, then gave up most of those gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added just 27 points to close at 33,336. The NASDAQ fell about 75 points. The S&P 500 gave up 3. Still to come on the News Hour, the concerning shift in how the firearms industry markets to consumers. We examine the tax provisions in the Democrats' budget bill and who will feel the most impact, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.